是我们心里面的愿望。
This hymn truly is the hope in our heart.
我们需要更多的认识基督。
We need to know more about Jesus.
更多的认识神的心意。
To know more about the Father's heart.
请弟兄姐妹起立。
Let us stand.
这首诗歌我们经常唱。
We sing this hymn often.
何等的长阔，何等的高深。
How high and how wide.
最近我唱的时候有几个字让我停下来，我觉得很特别。
Certain words make me stop and I ponder upon the meaning of it.
我好像以前没有太留意这几个字。
As if I didn't pay much attention to them before.
那就是那荣耀的事。
And that is the things of glory.
我在想那什么是那荣耀的事。
And I wonder, what are those things that are of glory?
借着最近的读经跟学习，我想可能对这几个字我心里面更明白了一点点。
Through our Bible reading recently, I think I know a little more about those terms.
神的救恩是那荣耀的事。
The salvation of God is a thing of glory.
对我来说，最荣耀的事就是像我这样的一个罪人能够重新与神和好。
The most glorious thing for me is that a sinner reconciling with the Father.
能够成为神的儿女。
We can become children of God.
能够与耶稣基督成为神的后嗣。
We can be the heir, co-heir with the Lord Jesus.
我想神的爱长阔高深。
A God's love is long, high, and wide.
这荣耀的事还有很多，我要用一生的时间去经历，去明白。
There's a lot more things for us to experience through the days of our lives.
早上我们一同来唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn together.
何等的长阔，何等的高深。
How high and how wide.
神这样的爱我们。
That God loves us so.
We love you.
再来经历你的爱。
How great is your love for the Lord? We will experience it throughout the days of our lives.
那荣耀的事，你继续显明给我们。
Continue to reveal to us the things of glory.
我们感谢你。
We praise you.
不知道弟兄姐妹们有没有问过自己一个问题？
I wonder if you have ever asked yourself a question.
我们的生命有没有什么不一样的改变？
Has our lives been changed?
或许大家会像我一样，哎，我每一天好像过得都差不多。
You might be like me, thinking every day is the same.
但主提醒我，
But the Lord reminded me.
我原本是属土的生命。
I used to have the life of the earth.
今天有一个属天的生命已经在我里面。
But now I have a life of heaven in me.
自耶稣来住在我的心里。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
我应该要用这个属天的生命来过一个属天的生活。
I should live my daily life with this life of heaven.
虽然我觉得好像不太可能。
Although I think that's very unlikely.
但我要凭着信心，相信主已经完成了一切。
But by faith, I must believe that God has finished the work.
让我们凭着信心和来欢唱主自主来住在我的心里。
Let us sing this hymn with joy, since Jesus came into my heart.
生命有何等奇妙的大改变，自耶稣来住在我心，我旧目的光辉竟照耀我魂牵，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，
reading the Gospel of John recently.
讲到耶稣所行的第一个神迹，
spoke about the first miracle Jesus performed.
是迦拿的婚宴变水为酒。
At the wedding banquet of Cana, he turned water into wine.
那每一个神迹的后面，我们学到它都有一个更深的意义。
Behind every miracle, there's a deeper meaning.
这婚宴其实就像是我们的生活。
The wedding banquet is like our life.
外表像是芦苇。
The outward look like the reed.
外面很漂亮，可是里面是空的。
It's pretty on the outside, but it's empty on the inside.
我们会越来越没有喜乐。
We will lose the joy gradually.
耶稣来不是让在那一个婚宴我们有酒而已。
Jesus didn't just come so that there's wine at the wedding banquet.
他要成为我们的活水泉源。
He will be our living water.
在我的里面让我得饱足。
And satisfy my heart within me.
自耶稣来住在我心。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
何等的宝贵。
How precious that is.
我们拥有的不是这一位行神迹的耶稣。
We not only have a God who can perform miracles.
我们拥有的是这活水的泉源。
We have the fountain of living water.
我们的生活要不一样。
Our lives shall be different.
因为耶稣在我们里面。
For Jesus is within me.
我们一同再来唱第四节。
Let's sing verse 4 again.
无穷尽的活泉我里面已饱足。
There's a light in the valley of death now for me.
无穷尽的活泉，我里面已饱足。自耶稣来住在我心，因已有天的爱，不再单身或苦。自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣。在我心，洗了潮一我魂，如海涛之滚滚。是耶稣来住在我心，旧历史全都过，无什么可留恋。是耶稣来住在我心。
好的一首诗歌，我要跟大家分享。
The next hymn is an even better one. I like to share with you.
有一个声音是一个美妙的声音。
There's a charming sound.
在天上有回响。
That echoes in heaven.
但是在地上，我们也可以听到。
And we can hear it on earth.
为什么在天上的声音，我们在地上也可以听到？
How come we can hear on earth what's in heaven?
哦，我们真是感谢神，让我们最近读到约翰福音那天。
We thank the Lord for letting us read the Gospel of John.
神道成了肉身。
God is the Word that became flesh.
他降世为人。
He came to earth to be a man.
他就像那个天梯。
He's like the ladder to heaven.
把天带给我们。
He brought down heaven to us.
也把我们再带回给神。
He brought us back to God.
我最喜欢这首歌的第四节。
I love verse 4 especially.
最大的恩典是什么？
There's no greater grace.
最大的恩典是神来到人间。
Than God who came to earth.
最大的恩典，下一句。
There's no greater grace.
最大的恩典是神来到人间。
It's that God came to earth.
最大的恩典是神在肉身显现。
That God manifested in the flesh.
最大的恩典是神在我们里。
That God dwells in our hearts.
Amen. 恩典美妙的声音。
Grace, a charming sound.
如今我们都得到这恩典。
Today we have all received this grace.
我们一同在这美妙的声音里面来敬拜神。
In this beautiful song, let us worship Him.
充满他的回忆，一笑。
This great God,
他愿意降世为人。
He was willingly coming to the earth.
为了我们的缘故，他情愿受限制。
For our sake, he was limited.
他愿意住在我们卑微的心里面。
He willingly dwelt in our humble heart.
主，今天我们宝贵这救恩。
Today we treasure this salvation.
我们宝贵这里面神的生命。
We treasure this life of God within us.
我们的心要敬畏你。
We fear you.
主，今天借着信息，你继续向我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us through the message.
我们感谢赞美你，奉你自己的名祷告。
We thank and praise you in your name. We pray. Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
最近我们一直在读约翰福音。
We've been reading the Gospel of John recently.
有听到许多的弟兄姐妹，他们是。分享觉得说这次在读的时候有一点不一样。
I heard many brothers and sisters sharing that this time we read, we have new gains.
以前有一些看不懂的地方，现在好像看懂了，然后以前没有看到，现在好像看到。
What we did not understand, we seem to understand better. What we did not notice, we now see it.
我们的史弟兄曾经在我们教会当中释放一连串有关于约翰福音的信息。
Brother Z has been speaking in our church a series of messages from the Gospel of John.
相信很多弟兄姐妹可能已经不记得了。
I believe many of us forgot them.
如果你记得，可能当时听的时候也不是听得很清楚。
Perhaps you were not very clear about some points he made.
但是相信借着神最近在我们教会所做的工作。
But through the work God is doing in our church.
神将那智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
He has given us the spirit of wisdom.
那我们今天再来重新复习，使弟兄当时跟我们讲的有关于神的羔羊与神的天梯。
Let us review the message regarding the Lamb of God and the Ladder of God.
你倒把好酒留到如今。
That you have kept the good wine until now.
相信我们听了这信息，我们会有更多的得着。
I trust that after we listen to this, we'll gain more.
感谢主，今早晨几个新的弟兄姊妹进入神的家。
And we thank the Lord that there are new brothers and sisters entering into the house of the Lord this morning.
弟兄姊妹得到更重的负担。要去传福音。
And may brothers and sisters gain a greater burden to preach the gospel.
带领更多弟兄姊妹来回到神的家中。
And bring more to return to the house of God.
我们要读几处圣经。
And this morning we will read a few passages.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
35-37.
Verses 35-37.
大家翻到没有？
35,
翻到了，一起来读。
37. Let us read together. And again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
47-51.
And let us read also verses 47-51.Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him,Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
2:1-10.
And let us read chapter 2, verses 1-10 together as well.
第三日在加利利的迦拿。
And the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. Jesus said to her, Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, but did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now.
我们最后读创世纪二十八章十到十七节。
And lastly, let us read from Genesis 28, verses 10 through
17. 十到十七节。
10-17.Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac.The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Let's read also 18 and 19 in that chapter. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, poured oil on top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city had been Luz previously. And the Gospel of John is a very abundant gospel. And the four Gospels, they introduce Jesus to us from four different perspectives. And it is four biographies on Jesus. And John is a very full book. In the first chapter, He gives two revelations of the Lord. And the first one is that Jesus is the Lamb of God. And the second one is that he is a ladder to God. And the first revelation here was given by the prophet John the Baptist. And he says, Behold, the Lamb of God. That takes away the sin of the world. And the second epiphany, the Lord himself, he says it. He says, You shall see greater things than this. You will see the heavens opened. And the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And here, Jesus, he uses the vision that Jacob saw in Genesis 28, that the Lord, he is that ladder that goes into heaven. And the first revelation is that Jesus is the Lamb of God. And at that time when the Israelites heard this, they were shocked. Because they were very familiar with this background. And the greatest problem of man before God is sin. Everyone in the world is a slave to sin. And Jesus says those who sin, they are slaves to sin. And so what is a slave? It is someone who has no freedom. They have no freedom to sin. And they cannot stand against the power of sin. And America boasts that we are a free country. But there is no American who is free from sin. We are all slaves to sin. From the days before until now, it is the same. And in the Old Testament, God gave this way to redeem your sins. And that was by the blood of a lamb. And in Exodus, and there is a very famous story. It is the story of the Passover for the Jewish people. And the Jewish people throughout the world, their lives are changed. Nevertheless, they keep the Passover. And the Israelites, they all keep the Passover. And when God was judging all mankind in Egypt, and all the Egyptians, from the slave in the house to Pharaoh on the throne, All their firstborn were to be slain.
以色列人跟埃及人一样都是罪人。
And the Israelites, they were sinners just like the Egyptians.
对神来说，要击杀埃及人，也要击杀以色列人。
According in the eyes of God, the Israelites, they should be put to death just like the Egyptians. Yet, God gave them a way and grace. By the blood of the Lamb, they could be cleansed of their sins. And so they had to go and choose for themselves a lamb.
没有瑕疵，没有斑点。
That was without blemish.
在毛羊的身上吹一吹，看见没有个长颜色的毛。
And they have to find, look throughout the hairs and the wool and make sure there's not a single one that is different.
羊的身体上没有一个斑点。
There are no spots in its skin.
才能做赎罪羔羊。
And only then could it be the Passover lamb.
所以当命令的天使领到的时候。
And so when the angel of death comes by,
不是看见以色列人逾越了。
It does not see the Passover in terms of the Israelites.
神说我一见这血就逾越。
But God says, when I see the blood, then I will pass over.
以色列人跟埃及人一样的。
Israelites were the same as Egyptians.
他们用羔羊的血得以逾越了。
But they were passed over because of the blood of the lamb.
所以逾越节成了他们永远的纪念。
And this is why Passover is forever in their memory.
我到你们这一次，我到你们那过两个大节了。
And I'm here for two great holidays this year.
过感恩节了，对不对
？Thanksgiving.
前面过圣诞节了。
And then we're moving on to Christmas.
以色列人不过这些节。
The Israelites, they don't celebrate Christmas.
以色列人七个节期。
They have seven festivals they do celebrate.
做的浩大救恩啊。
And they all speak of this great salvation.And the three most important ones,
一个是逾越节,
Passover,
一个是五旬节,
Pentecost,
还有祝棚节,
and the Feast of Booths.
逾越节,
and Passover,
是羔羊的血成了我们的救赎和救恩。
It is the blood of the Lamb. It is now our redemption and our salvation.
五旬节降下圣灵,
and the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descends.
祝棚节说国度来到了,
and the Feast of Booths, where the kingdom descends.
神和人永远同住,
and man and God, they dwell together forever.
这是我站在基督徒地位解释的。
And of course, I'm explaining these from a Christian perspective.
他们以色列人当时不明白我讲这话。
The Israelites, they do not see it from this perspective.
但他们忠心过逾越节。
Nevertheless, they are diligent in keeping the Passover.
我讲过，于是我在中国西安呢。
And I think I told you this example. I was in Xi'an in China once.
看见两个人真像犹太人。
And I saw two people, and they looked like they were Jewish.
我就过去了，我说你们是犹太人。
And I went over, I said, are you Jewish?
他说你怎么看出来的？
And they said, how can you tell?
我们到中国已经到了一千多年了。
We've been in China for over 1,000 years.
他们讲西安的土话。
And they spoke local language there.
我说他们不一定会讲犹太话的。
I don't think they spoke Hebrew.
他们完全过的中国生活。
They lived a Chinese life.
但他们是犹太人。
Nevertheless, they are Jewish.
我问你们过逾越节吗？
So I asked, do you keep the Passover?
我们过。
And they said, yes, we do.
我们不杀羊，杀只鸡。
We don't slay a lamb, we just kill a chicken.
因为杀不起羊，用个鸡来代替。
We couldn't really afford a lamb, so we just put a chicken in its place.
发生杀只鸡一点意义都没有了。
And I was like, you lose your meaning when you kill a chicken.
逾越节。看见这血就逾越。
But the Passover is when God sees his blood, then he passes over.
实在来说，羔羊的血并不能赎罪。
And in reality, the blood of a lamb cannot redeem your sins.
这是把罪掩盖在那里。
It only covers the sin.
等到神的儿子来到。
But when the Son of God came,
当主在十字架流出宝血。
And on the cross, he shed his blood.Precious blood.
主的血有大能力。
His blood was full of power.
主的血有大权柄。
And it was full of strength.
赎我们所有的罪。
And it redeems all of our sins.
有经历的人知道你碰到鬼魔。
And those who are experienced know, when you come across an evil spirit,
你必须要认识两件事。
There are two things that you must know.
一件事,
the first,
宝血。
It is the power of the blood.
一件是主的大名。
And the second is the power in His name.
不是靠我们能赶鬼的。
Not because you are able, you can cast out evil spirits.
宝血遮盖我们。
But the blood covers us.
宝血是任何鬼魔不敢碰的。
And there is no evil spirit that dares to touch the blood.
主的大名有全能。
And His name, it is powerful.
我们靠着宝血能力。
And by the power in His blood,
从最重的救赎。
We are saved from our sins.
所以基督徒是唯一能够胜过罪的人。
And so Christians are the only ones who can overcome sin.
那基督徒会不会犯罪啊？
But do Christians sin?
会不会？
Do they?
会吧。
Yes.
你犯过罪没有？
Do you sin? Have you sinned?
这是另外一个问题了。
This is another issue.
我们也会犯罪啊。
Yes, Christians sin.
但是我们的罪另外一件事。
Our sins is another issue.
不是说我们的罪可以马虎呢，不是这个意思。更不能马虎了。
Not to say that you can casually be casual about sins.
约翰福音从二章开始。
But in the Gospel of John, starting from chapter 2,
一直到十一章
until chapter 11,
讲了九个神迹。
There are 9 different miracles.
但是约翰福音从来不用神迹这个字。
But the Gospel of John, he never uses the word miracle.
中文圣经翻神迹。
In Chinese, they use the word miracle.
这是很大的一个错误。
It's a mistake.
约翰福音把神迹反而说兆头，一个 sign。
And in John, he says it is a sign.
九个兆头。
9 signs.
我称为神圣九兆头。
It is the divine 9 signs.
神迹跟兆头什么分别的？
And what is the difference between a sign and a miracle?
神迹的意义就在它本身。
And the meaning in a miracle is in the miracle itself.
本兆头不一样。
But a sign, it is different.
用这件事来说到第二件事。
This event speaks of a secondary event.
第一件事就是第二件事的兆头。
The first event is but a sign for the second event.
大家明白了吧？
Got it?
第二件事说第一件事要第二件事要来。
The first thing just tells you there's something coming.
而第一件事就是那个说明。
And the first thing is the instruction.
所以九个兆头说到浩大救恩。
And the 9 signs together speak of a great salvation.
从水变酒那个兆头开始。
And so we start with the water turning into wine.
一直说到十一章的复活。
Until the resurrection in chapter 11.
说到浩大救恩。
And that is the great salvation.
是我们的经历的。
And this is our experience.
圣经是本经历的书。
And the Bible is a book you need to experience.
若是不能经历，我们不需要读圣经了。
If you can't experience it, you don't have to read it.
我们只能说我们不懂，是我们经历够不上去。
When we don't understand it, it's because we do not have the experience to understand.
全本圣经都是经历的书。
But the whole of the Bible is for us to experience.
而约翰福音把神迹放到兆头。
And in John, he calls these miracles the signs.
而且在第一章里面说到神的羔羊。
And the first one is the Lamb of God.
而第二件事甚至通天的天梯。
And the second is that he is the ladder into heaven.
主引用创世纪二十八章。
And here Jesus uses Genesis 28.
这里主耶稣呼召门徒。
And he is calling the disciples at this time.
使徒约翰说看那神的羔羊。
And when John the Baptist, he says, behold the Lamb of God.
约翰是第一跟随主的人。
John, he was the first one to follow God.
现在两个门徒跟随主。
And then 2 disciples followed after that.
他们跟随主，主开他们眼睛。
Their eyes were open and they followed the Lord.
他们看见主是神的儿子。
And they saw that this is the Son of God.
看见主是万人的君王。
He is the King of all.
这是一个最大的神迹啊。
And this is a miracle in itself.
我经历过很多病的医治鬼被赶出去的事。
And I've experienced many evil spirits that were cast out, sicknesses that were healed.
这不是最大的神迹。
These are not great miracles.
最大的神迹是我们信主得了永远生命。
But the greatest is that you believed in Jesus, you gained eternal life.
我们这个人改变了。
Your life was changed.
这是全世界基督徒的见证。
This is the story of every Christian in the world.
所以我们看见全世界基督徒都能有交通，对不对？
And that's why when you see other Christians, you can fellowship.
同一个生命。
You have one life.
同一个生活。
You have one lifestyle.
同一个表现。
You have one manifestation.
同一个征战。
And you have one battle.
同一个盼望。
And you have one hope.
将来我们回到同一个家，对不对？
And one day we are returning to the same home.
而今天我们有把握跟随主。
And today we follow with assurance.
我们得了重生。
That we have been born again.
得了永远生命。
That we have gained eternal life.
两个门徒跟随主。
And so these 2 disciples, when they followed the Lord.
所以跟随主人头一件 是要传福音啊。
And so we see here the first thing you need to do when you follow the Lord is to preach the gospel. 我们得了这么大的救恩，怎么不告诉人啊？ You gained such a great salvation. How can you not tell everyone else?
这里有个腓力，他去找拿单叶。
And so Philip, we see he goes and he finds Nathaniel.
拿单叶当主看见主的时候。
And when Nathaniel saw the Lord.
主说这是个真以色列人。
And Jesus says this is a true Israelite.
心里没有诡诈的。
And whose heart is no deceit.
拿单叶这个人是很硬的人。
And Nathaniel, he was a very stubborn person.
主这句话是好话，是说的好，是好处，对不对？
Jesus was trying to compliment him.
他对主说，你怎么知道呢？
And he replies, how did you know?
我第一次见到你的面。
And this is the first time I've ever met you.
你怎么就知道我是真以色列人，心里没有诡诈的呢？
How do you know I'm a true Israelite that I have no deceit in my heart?
这个人是很骄傲、很刚硬的人。
He is a very arrogant man.
主说了句话。
But the Lord says to him,
腓力还没有招呼你。
Even before Philip went to tell you,
你在无花果树底下，我已经看见你了。
I saw you under the fig tree.
这个马当也一百八十度转变了。
And Nathaniel completely switches around 180 degrees.
你是神的儿子，是万人的君王。
And he says, you are the King of Kings, the Son of God. And he worships him.
那为什么主这句话他有这么大的转变呢？
Why does this, why is it when Jesus says this, he has such a great turnaround?
这里面有个讲究啊。
Because there's a little secret here.
那个时候以色列亡国很多年了。
And at that time, the Jewish people had been in their diaspora for many years.
罗马政权统治他们。
And they were under the government of the Roman kingdom.
以色列正是亡国奴啊。
And they were slaves in the Roman Empire.
他们的生活很痛苦。
And they had very difficult lives.
那以色列中有许多爱国家的人。
And there were those in Israel who loved.
以色列啊，无花果作为他们的国徽。
Their nation and the fig was the sign.
他们到今天还是。
And until today, it is their sign.
他们的国徽是无花果。
It is the fig.
而这些爱国家的人。
And those who loved their country.
正是盼望一件事。以色列的王权的恢复。
They hoped that for the restoration of the kingdom of Israel.
拿单叶就是这样的一个人。
And this was who Nathaniel was.
他爱神。
He loved the Lord.
他爱国家。
He loved God and he loved his country.
所以他站在无花果树底下。
And so he stood under the fig tree.
他在思念以色列的王权。
His mind was set on the kingdom of Israel.
所以主耶稣这句话碰到他心里面的事了。
And so when Jesus said this, he knew it touched upon what was he was thinking on his heart.
真正的原因也不在
这里。And this was not really the real reason either. The real reason is because Jesus
我们的救主开了我们的眼睛了。
Opened his eyes, and that's why we are saved as well.
我们中国人离耶稣基督最远了。
Chinese people are very far from Jesus.
今天中国人太多的人得救了。
But there's so many who have become Christians.
主开了我们的盲眼。
Because Jesus has opened their blind eyes.
逼迫基督的人很惊讶。
And so those who persecute Christians are very surprised.
这些人为什么啊？
What is going on?
逼迫也不怕。
They are not afraid of persecution.
刑罚也不怕。
They are not afraid of torture.
杀他们，他们也不怕。
They are not afraid of dying.
就是杀他们可以放下我的生命，不能否认主啊。
And I can even die for Jesus, but I will not deny him.
他们不是一个宗教啊。
This is not just a religion.
他们眼睛得开了。
Their eyes have been opened.
我看见了这件事。
And I have seen this.
我不能说我没看见啊。
I cannot say I haven't seen it.
这是一个太大的事实了。
This is too great of a reality.
所有神的儿女都得盲目得开了。
And all the children of God, their blind eyes have been opened.
开了拿单叶的眼睛。
And so he opens Nathaniel's eyes.
主说，你说，我说你在无花果树底下，我就看见你。
And Jesus says, "Do you marvel because I said I saw you under the fig tree?"
你就信吗？
And do you believe?
我你要看见更大的事。
You will see greater things than this.
主把创世纪二十八章引进来了。
And then he uses Genesis 28.
创世二十八章是以色列人非常大的一个故事。
And it is this is a very famous story for the Israelites.
亚伯拉罕的孙子雅各。
Abraham's grandson Jacob.
现在离家出走了。
He leaves home.
来到旷野。
And he comes into a wilderness.
旷野曾经成为大而可怕的旷野。
And here it says it was a great wilderness.
而人不能生活的。
There is no way for man to live.
在这里没有吃的，没有喝的。
Nothing to eat.Or drink here.
到处埋伏着危险。
And there are dangers everywhere.
我们的人生就在大而可怕的 旷野。
Our life, it is this great and fearsome wilderness.
没有平安跟喜乐的。
You have no peace or joy here.
雅各来到旷野。
And that day, Jacob came into this wilderness.
天黑了。
It was dark.
他觉得疲倦了。
And he was tired.
他就找了个石头。
And so he took a stone.
当作枕头睡觉。
And used it as a pillow.
我讲我那天都是我。
I think if it were me.
我宁可没有枕头睡觉，我不会当个石头当枕头的。
I'd rather not have a pillow. I wouldn't use a stone.
这多不舒服啊。
It doesn't really feel comfortable.
那你神的安排当作石头睡觉。
But by the Lord's provision, he had this stone.
石头在圣经预表复活。
And stone in the Bible, it always represents resurrection.
打死他，那石头没什么意思。
Except where it says stone him to death.
圣经所有石头都说到复活。
But every other mention of stone is resurrection.
他挣那个石头睡觉。
And so he took this stone and he sleeps on it, and the heavens are open. And he sees a ladder.
一头站在地上。
With one end in the earth.
一头在天那里。
And the other end in heaven.
在那边耶和华站在梯顶上。
And God, the Lord God is at the top.
神的使者上去，下来在地上。
And the angels of God are ascending and descending.
上去，把所有人的需要带到神面前。
They rise and they bring all the needs of men to God.
下来，把所有神的供应带到人中间。
And they descend and they bring all the supply of God to men.
天和地的连接点。
And this is where heaven and earth are connected.
是神和人的连接点。
It is where God and man are connected.
这个天梯。
It is a very amazing ladder.
It
goes all the way into heaven.
And
then Jacob wakes up.
And
he says, How awesome is this place? God was here and I did not know it.
And
this is none other. This must be the gate of heaven and the house of God. We are the house of God.
教会什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of the church?
神的家是什么呢?
What is the house of God?
就是天和地的连接的地方。
That is where heaven and earth are connected.
神和人连接的地方。
That is where God and man are connected.
今天全世界交通非常发达。
And today, communication is very advanced in the world.
我们任何时候可以到任何地方去。
We can go anywhere we want, any place, anytime.
很方便，对不对?
It's easy.
有没有直起来的路啊?
Is there any road that goes vertically, though?
有没有通到神那里的路啊?
Any road that takes you to God?
找不到那条路。
You can't find it.
而这里说天梯。
But here there is a heavenly ladder.
唯一通天的道路。
It is the only way to get to God.
但耶稣基督就说他是天梯。
And Jesus Christ says he is this ladder.
创世纪二十八章意象主引用了。
And so Jesus uses this reference from the Old Testament.
你要看见更大的事。
You will see greater things.
使者上去下来在人子身上。
The angels of heaven descending and ascending.
主就是通天的天梯。
Upon the Son of Man, he is that heavenly ladder.
雅各说这是天的门。
And when Jacob said this is the gate of heaven.
也是神的家。
The house of God.
神的家的意义就是天梯。
The house of God, it means this heavenly ladder.
我们身上得着福音，得不着福音。
Unless people see the gospel in you, they will not see the gospel.
我们身上遇见神，遇不见神。
If they do not meet with God in you, they will not meet God.
我们的责任有多大？
What a great responsibility we have.
我们美国的所有我们有关系的教会，福音都很软弱了。
And the gospel is weak in the churches we know.
所以我常常说，弟兄这边传福音啊。
And so I encourage you to preach the gospel.
传福音真是有祸了。
Because woe unto you if you don't preach the gospel.
我们上的责任太大了。
You have such a great responsibility.
不是关系到今天，关系到永生的事。
It isn't just about today; it's about eternity.
你的亲友不都叫下地狱的，知不知道啊？
Do you not know that if your relatives are not saved, they will go to hell.
你不信地狱吗?
Do you not believe in hell?
我们关心永生永死。
We are talking about eternity.
传福音啊。
So you must preach the gospel.
我们是天梯。
We are that heavenly ladder.
那天雅各把醒过来了。
And that day Jacob woke up.
这不是别的神的家。
This is none other than the house of God.
他把那块石头竖起来。
And so he lifts up the stone.
浇油在上面。
And he anoints it with oil.
称这个地方叫伯特利。
And he calls it Bethel.
不得里的意思就是神的家。
And that means the house of God.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
这是天和地连接的地方。
And this is where heaven and earth are connected.
神和人连接的地方。
Where God and man are connected.
石头是到复活。
And this stone, it is the resurrection sign.
油就是圣灵的表号。
And the oil, it is the Holy Spirit sign.
圣灵的复活，生命的连接。
And it is the resurrection and the Spirit connected here.
那是神的家。
And that is the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹还要有追求圣灵的经历啊。
And so brothers and sisters, you must seek the experiences of the Spirit.
三一的神。
The triune God.
父是源头。
The Father, He is the source.
子是显出。
And the Son is the expression.
圣灵是进入。
And the Spirit is which, that which enters.
来到我们里面的神是圣灵。
The Spirit is the God which is within you.
圣灵是个经历的神。
It is a God whom you experience.
叫神成为我们人认识的神。
And it is the God that we can know.
我们能得着的神。
The God that we can gain.
我们的经历的神。
The God that we can experience.
这才是我们的神呢。
And that is our God.
我们一生经历神。
Our whole lives we experience God.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
浇油在上面。
And so we pour oil upon it.
叫伯特利。
And we call it Bethel.
天主耶稣引用这段圣经告诉拿但耶。
And so Jesus uses this passage to tell Nathaniel.
你要看见更大的事。
You shall see greater things.
是你是上去下来在人子身上。
The angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
主就是登天的天梯。
And the Lord, He is that ladder.
看见梯子没有？
Have you seen the ladder?
看见梯子没有？
Have you seen the ladder to heaven?
梯子一级一级的，对不对？
A ladder, it has rungs, different rungs, different levels.
我跨上第一级啊。
When you get to the first level,
很容易。
It's easy.
不费什么力气。
Doesn't take much effort.
我再跨第二级。
Second rung.
也很容易。
It's actually easy as well.
不费什么力气。
Don't have to make an effort.
你不知不觉啊。
Unknowingly.
你会下面一看，你就爬得很高地方。
When you look down, you've gone up a lot of rungs.
我们就有属灵生命的经历也是这样的。
It is the same way when you seek these spiritual experiences.
不费很大的力气啊。
Doesn't take a whole lot of effort.
主的浩大恩典。
It is the great grace of the Lord.
我们跨了第一级。
When we take up the first rung.We are saved.
我重生了。
I am born again.
我自己很好，很奇妙的得救的见证。
And I have a very amazing story of how I was saved.
我没有信主的时候非常刚硬。
I was very hard-hearted before I believed in the Lord, and I was against him.
为什么我要反对主
？Why?
因为我有一个信主的母亲。
Why was I against God? Because my mother was a Christian.
我实在不能习惯她。
And I really couldn't get used to her habits.
亲戚朋友来了。
Whenever friends or relatives came to visit.
说了两三句话，就说你信了耶稣没有啊
？One of the first things she would say was, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
她要传福音了。
And then she would start preaching the gospel.
我从来不给她面子。
And I would always humiliate her.
我一听她讲这句话，我爬起来就走掉。
Every time she started saying this, I would walk away.
像我这样的人呢，得救吗
？Could a person like me become a Christian?
到了主所定的日子，很奇妙遇见主了。
But on the day the Lord appointed, I had a great experience.
第一次遇见主，主就呼召我一生侍奉他。
The first time I met the Lord, He called me to serve Him all my life.
第一次跪下来祷告了。
The first time I knelt to pray.
说一生一世侍奉我。
The Lord said to me, "Serve me all your life."
但是我根本不明白这个意思。
And I did not understand at that time.
我真是一生一世侍奉神啊。
But I have really served the Lord all my life.
主是天梯。
He is that heavenly ladder.
神在人和在这里叫。
And God and man are united here.
登天的天梯。
And He is that ladder to take us into heaven.
现在到了第二章。
And we come to chapter 2.
主讲第一个兆头。
And we have the first sign.
把水变作酒。
And the water is turned into wine.
那里第二章啊。
And in chapter
2. 说到一个 order, 一个次序。
It speaks of an order.
天然生命的次序。
It is the order of the natural life.
属灵生命的次序。
And the order of the spiritual life.
什么叫天然生命次序呢
？What is the order of the natural life?
一摆上来就最好了。
The first, you put out the first best.
最好的维持不住了。
When the best is gone,
变成次好的了。
Then you have the second best.
次好的维持不住了。
And when the second best can't last,
变成不好的了。
Then you put out what is not good at
all.
And when even that can't last, then there is none. Your wine comes to an end. Your natural life, this is the way it is. When you look at your health,
18
to 30 years old, it's your best. And then you have your second best. And then it's the not so good at all. And then that comes to an end as well, and your life has come to an end. I don't see too many 20-some,
18-year-olds.
But we have two very young brothers baptized today.
Xiaoming,
are you stronger than an 18-year-old? No. What are you, the best or the second best now? Our health. When we, as we go forward, you come to the not good at all. And then it comes to an end. I am second best right now. I haven't come to the not so good. I still travel to Asia every year. I go to Taiwan, I go to China. I visit churches. And I thank the Lord, as I still have my second best, I will go. But there will be a day when I can't go. People in my age, I'm still the only one who's doing this. There's only one who's older than I am that I know. A very famous pastor.
99
years old this year. And he's still traveling to Asia every year. But he let it be known that next year he's not going anymore. 100 years old. And his health can't take it. And so while you can seek the Lord, what is the value in your life? And the greatest value is to gain the Lord. And so we come to this wedding in Cana. What is the meaning of the word Cana? It is a reed. Have you seen reeds? Yes. They grow by the water. And they are green. And they're very straight. And they are straight and they are green. They look good, but they're empty inside. Empty. And so it's easy to break it. It's easy to smash it. And the Bible mentions reeds quite often. And Jesus says, the bruised reed I will not break up. And the smoldering wick I will not put out. No one goes to heal a reed. Only the Lord does. This is our natural life.
外面清脆,
we look good, green on the outside.
外面挺直的,
externally, stand straight. Everyone envies this kind of person. But the content of our lives is vanity.
人里面,
we have no strength within. We have no heavenly peace or joy.
很容易折断,
it is easy for us to be broken and smashed. And Cana, the word means reed. And at the happiest time in a man's life,
他们组织个新家庭了,
and in a wedding, when a new family is starting, it is the happiest moment.
最满足的时候,
the most fulfilling moment.
来到一件大事来,
a big thing happens here.
酒用尽了,
they run out of wine. They're done.
这么多客人等着这里怎么办呢?
So many guests here. What are they going to do?
那主饮了行了第一个兆头,
and so we have here the first sign that the Lord accomplishes.
吩咐那个摇水, 吩咐佣人,
and he says, tell the head waiter to come.
他们有六个大的石缸,
and there are six large pots here.
六个很大的石缸,
and these are great vessels.
一缸可以放三桶水,
and three buckets per
三缸加起来18桶水,
vessel. And so we have here 18 buckets full.
水倒满了缸,
and fill them with water.
佣人就听话把水倒了满了缸,
and so the servant obeyed and filled it.
满到缸口,
and then it was filled to the full.
就咬出来, 给管一, 宴席去尝。
And he said, take some out and have the head waiter taste it.
这是第一个兆头哈。
This is just the first sign.
把水变酒。
He turns his water into wine.
我们天然的生命。
Our natural life.
是水。
It is water.
变成耶稣基督的。永远生命那是最好的酒。
But it becomes the eternal life, the best wine.
第一个神迹是生命改变了。
And so this is the first sign, this change of life, this first miracle.
那个兆头里面，我最佩服那个佣人。
And in this whole story, I have the most respect for the servant.
佣人自己倒水的。
He poured down the water.
我倒进去的明明是水嘛。
I know I poured in water.
你现在叫我舀出来给管宴席尝，把它当作酒。
And you want me to take a cup of it and give it to the head waiter as wine?
这是我亲手倒进去的，明明是水嘛。
I know I poured in water.
怎么变成酒呢？
When did it become wine?
这佣人的信心太大了。
But this man had faith.
他们听命令。
And they just learned to obey.
我常常曾有一种信心。叫 baby faith, 婴孩信心。
And I say often there is a type of faith that is called the baby faith.
婴孩在母亲的怀中啊。
And the baby in the bosom of the mother.
他从来不怀疑母亲的。
Never doubts.
吃在这里，睡在这里。
I eat here, I sleep here.
最安全在这里，什么也不怕。
And I am secure here, I have no fear.
这叫做 baby faith.
And this is called baby faith.
我们前些日子在洛杉矶请了一个弟兄来。
And a few some time ago in LA, we had a brother.
98岁了。
Who was 98 years old.
我最喜欢他一个 baby face,
and I appreciated so much his baby faith.
他不相信主会不听祷告的。
He never thought that the Lord would not listen to prayer.
他不相信他祷告了会行不出事来的。
He never thought that the Lord would not act on prayer.
所以他有医病的神恩赐。
And so he had the gift of healing.
因为病医好的人不是太多。
And there were only a few that day that had their illnesses.
我真是喜欢那个弟兄。
Healed, but I really like this brother.
我的眼睛看圣经必须看大字了。
And I need to use enlarged print for my Bible.
还要带个 reading glass 来读。
And on top of that, I need my reading glasses.
他九十八岁了。
He's 98 years old.
他很小的圣经字很小。
He still uses a small print Bible.
不戴眼镜的。
Doesn't wear glasses.
他相信主的这个信心真是单纯的。
And he had such a simple faith. He just believed in God.
我真是喜欢那个人。
I really like him.
他坐在那里就是个见证。
Just sitting.There, he is a witness.
得着医神迹医病或者没有得着，那是另外一件事。
It's a secondary issue. Did you were diseases healed or not?
他把主耶稣带来啊。
He brings in Jesus.
他供应生命啊。
And he supplies life.
喜不喜欢这样的人啊
？Do you not like this kind of person?
我们的体力有限的。
And our energy comes, it is limited. And when all your resources have
been put in,
and you take this water to the head waiter, and when he tastes it,
他从来没尝过这么好的酒。
He's never tasted such good wine.
他稀奇了。
And he's amazed.
找那个新郎来。
And he comes to the bridegroom.
那个新郎不能明白这件事的。
Bridegroom doesn't even know what's going on.
他以为是新郎变出来的。
He thought the bridegroom did this.
人都是把好酒先拿出来。
And he says everyone serves the good wine first.
等客喝足了。
And when everyone has drunk,
好酒没有了摆上次的。
Then you bring out the second best.
那么他说你倒把好酒留到如今。
Yet you have kept the good wine until now.
最后的酒，最好的酒。
And the final is the best.
这是属灵生命的秩序。
This is the spiritual order of things.
天然生命秩序是最好的。
And in natural life, you have your best.
接着不好的。
And then the not so good.
接着用尽了。
And then you come to an end.
属灵生命秩序。
But the spiritual life.
一摆上就是好的。
The best comes first.
更好的。
And then it is better.
最后的最好的。
And then the it is the best.
当我们的主回来的时候。
But when our Lord returns.
我们的灵魂身体都要改变。
Our bodies and our spirits shall be changed.
保罗说要我们卑微的身体。
And Paul says.The body of humility shall be transformed to be like his glorious body.
那是将来的事。
And that is to come.
今天我们经历救恩。
And today we experience salvation.
我们的年日价值就在于我们得到主有多少。
And the value in our life will depend on how much of God we have.
弟兄这边彼此劝勉。
And so I often encourage you.
我们一同来追求主，好不好？
Let us seek the Lord together.
到教会来。 来。
Come to church.
一同追求主。
And let us do it together.
主的经历像海洋深的。
And the experience of God is like the ocean.
我们一生一世来追求。
And let us use our lives to pursue Him.
得到主，做我们主观的生命的经历。
And let us gain the Lord as a subjective experience.
这第二章说，你倒把好酒留到如今。
And so the second chapter says, you have kept the good wine until now.
当我们见主的时候。
And when we see the Lord,
全教会都要讲这句话。
The whole church shall say the same thing.
倒把好酒留到如今。
You have kept the good wine until now.
借主的救恩达到最高峰了。
Because that it will be the climax of our salvation.
我们要进入荣耀了。
And we will enter into glory.
这个兆头是总的兆头。
And this is the thematic sign.
到了第三章，从重生将开始。
And in chapter 3, it will start with being born again.
一直讲到是一张复活生命。
Until we come to chapter 11 in the resurrection.
这是我们今生能够经历的。
And we can experience it in our lives today.
神圣九兆头。
And so it is these divine nine signs.
是的，浩大救恩。
That speak of this great salvation.
主一上来摆上就好了。
Jesus, he puts the best first.
然后我们一生一世得到更好的。
And then it can only get better after that.
一直到我们见主。
Until we meet the Lord.
刚才不比几位诗歌一气上春一脉上动
and in the hymn we sang for the Lord's Supper with my last breath at the last pulse I will remember you
主给我们恩典太大了
the Lord has given us such great grace
主是可经历的主
he is a Lord we can experience
但愿神给大家神的儿女有饥渴的心
may the Lord give you each a desiring a hungering heart
我们彼此一同来追求主
so that we can seek him together
谢谢大家
我们如今都已经得到这么大的恩典
We have all received such great grace.
那就是主耶稣他的自己。
That is the Lord Jesus himself.
再来唱诗歌圣徒诗歌第九十六首。
Let's sing hymn 96 again.
跟我们一起，带我们一起唱。
Let's sing with the praise and worship team.
那么大家一站起来一起来唱。
Let us stand and sing together.
基督活在我 来人间，那是身在肉身前前，是身在我里面，恩典的火焰永不敢离旧，基督活在我心中，在我卑微心中。
那么请祷告，这是何等大的恩典，神在我里面。
What a great grace that God dwells in my heart.
是的，是主你亲自来到人间。
God, you came to the world.
你将天带到地上来。
You brought heaven to earth.
将我们这些原本属土的带到天上。
You brought us who were of the earth to heaven.
主耶稣，这是何等大的恩典，我们要感谢你。
What a great grace, we thank and praise you.
也感谢你今天再借着你的仆人来向我们说话。
Thank you for speaking to us through your servant today.
让我们知道我们要用一生来追求你。
So that we know we need to pursue you all the days of our life.
因为你在提醒我们，你给我们这属灵的生命是越来越好。
You're reminding us the spiritual life is growing better and better.
让我们能够脱离我们这败坏的天性。
That we can be set free from the sinful nature.
让我们真是每天可以经历到主你的与我们同在。
That we can experience that you are with us daily.
求主耶稣你继续来祝福你的话语。
May you continue to bless your word.
让我们真是竭力来追求你。
And we pursue you with all our might.
让我们在教会里面一起来跟随你。
In the church, we follow you.
这样子祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄们，请坐。
Please be seated.